Carrie and Tommy catch-up means you can always get a bit of fun, and BCF means you can always get the gear you need for a BCFing dadventure with rods, tents, gadgets and more at BCF.
Yeah, it is, and we're back for a Monday, and someone on the team's had a big weekend. Big Moore, was it you?
Does this face look like it's had a good weekend? I'm as fresh as a daisy.
Okay, tell me.
I did 3 face masks on the weekend.
Sell down.
Okay. Guys, I have been very studious over the weekend, and I think I'm about to blow your mind.
What do you call studious?
Well, how about we just start by doing this, because ask me what my name is.
What's your name, Tommy?
It is Tommy, Bobami, Banana Fama, Fofami, Fee My Mo Mommy. Tommy.
Thank you. All weekend that took me.
Did you Google it or did you work it out?
I got the generator up and then started putting different names in it, and now I can do it all. I think I can do it off
my
heart.
Oh, my God. Can you do Carrie?
Carrie, Bulberry, Banana Fama, Fofari, Fee, My, Mo, Mary, Carrie.
Oh. This is awesome. All right, do Hamish.
Hamish, Bulbamish, Banana Fama, Fofamish, Fee, Fi, Mo, Mamish, Hamish.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Our show has a talent. This is
and
so good.
I did not leave my house all weekend.
That's what I was doing.
Genuine question, did you Google that to work it out?
As in, yeah.
Did you just say how do you do it and then read it off a piece of paper?
There's a generator thing where you can put a name in and it tells you. And so then I just looked at that and I tried to learn.
And memorised it.
A line of that.
Yeah. The reason I ask is because a friend of mine solved a Rubik's Cube on the weekend. It was their life goal. One of the, you have your 10 things you want to achieve in life. Yeah. One of them was solving a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
But then when I spoke to him, he said in the end he Googled YouTube clips of how to solve a Rubik's Cube. So he followed the whole tutorial and then solved. And I'm like, does that count? I don't think it does.
No,
and I still solved it.
I reckon if you learn off a YouTube thing, but then you can do, you have to be able to do it without looking at anything.
But just memorised something. You didn't work it out in your head.
That's what you do with a Rubik's Cube. You just memorise the moves.
There's an actual pattern to it that he has to memorise now. He's done it once with YouTube. And then he can say he solved a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. What's your friend's name?
Sam.
Sam, bo bam, banana, fam, apple, fam, fee, fi, mo, mam, Sam.
Sam, you didn't solve a Rubik's Cube on the weekend, sorry.
Hey, big show. So much coming up, including an update from Jesse on our Dennis Rodman dinner money, which we are keenly awaiting. But what's up next?
Up next, I just want to have some fun. If you can sing, I think this could be your time to shine.
Ooh. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Good to see you for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy.
And boy, can she sing. She'd be good in the mask. I mean, she's almost a mask singer all the time.
She's a hair-wearing singer, which isn't as catchy a title.
Imagine if that's what the new show was on Channel 10, just lots of people with fringes, long fringes.
The wigged singer.
They could be looking at franchises. That's a good one.
The wig whinge is not bad. So they come out and just go, oh, I don't like it when it's too humid. And you have to guess who it is?
Just say it's Karen.
It's Karen. I was trying to do Husey, but...
What?
I was trying to be Husey then.
That's not a good Husey.
No, it's too humid.
No, it's so... Anyway, what are we doing? It's Thorno that could do a good Husey, isn't it?
Thorno can do a good...
Dave Thornton, yeah.
Yeah, many people. Yeah,
not you, Dave Thornton. It's really made me laugh.
You've given yourself a symbol. I've never seen you symbol a joke in ever.
Everybody's been asking me all weekend if you are in the mask singer.
Yeah, I am.
Rumours flying. I know you keep saying it, but I keep saying very confidently no, because I have heard you sing.
Can I slowly
I'm afraid to be lonely. Nobody told me. It's harder than I thought to tell the truth.
Okay, Jesse, this is embarrassing, but
it's gonna leave you in peace.
You've accidentally played Noah Kahn there.
Alone with your demons.
You meant to play me.
Oh, okay, that's too much of that.
Sorry, guys. Actually, we've got to be careful here. There is women in the office that are actually throwing themselves towards the glass of the studio.
But what I had a sudden thought, I've been so confidently telling everybody it's not you because I know what you sound like. I've never heard you sing with a mask on. Maybe with a mask on, it's the masked singer. You have an amazing voice.
You reckon it's the mask, the lack of mask?
I think it might be the lack of mask that's holding you back.
Imagine singers going through their whole lives and thinking they were terrible, and then when they got on their deathbed, they had an oxygen mask on and they could sing incredibly. And they thought, damn it, if only. I've got
a mask.
Got
a mask there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Sing whatever. Oh, no. Not on your head. It goes on your mouth.
I didn't mean to, mate.
Okay. You can sing whatever you want now. This is, you're not confined to Noah Kahn. Sing whatever you want.
Okay.
So just sing what you're saying as you're on audition.
Hey, as my audition.
Yeah, for Masked Singer. Sing whatever you say.
I know this sounds ridiculous, but now I can't think of one single song in the world. Give me a song.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Sorry, one from this century. Okay.
What about...
What's one of your favourite singers? Umbrella
hang on. Go riding on the horses, yeah. That's not bad, is it?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
So back to my answer to everybody, you're definitely not a Masked Singer.
I still think it's really, you're going to look so silly when I am on the show.
But you have to be able to sing to be on it, don't you? It's not just for any celeb. You have to be a good singer, is that right?
I don't think so. It's not called the Masked Professional Singer.
But you wouldn't call what you just did singing, would you?
Nor would you call it...
Like strangling a cat. Anyway,
okay, so what do you want here?
Because I just want to hear from people. I want to hear from masked singers.
Right.
Because the thing is, I think with a mask on, everybody sounds a bit better. I sound better. Do you want me to put my mask on?
Nah, I'm all right.
Like, you look definitely better. I'm going to put mine on. Ready?
Yeah. Okay. And can you give us some... Can you give us a bit of...
What do you want?
Shoop, ba-doop. You know that?
Here I go. I said, girl, what's my... What's the word?
Weakness.
Okay. Here I go. I said, girls, what's my weakness, man? Shoop, ba-doop. See, this is much better with the mask on.
So what do you...
Somewhere.
Oh, stop that, mate. Oh, man. Hi.
13, 10, 60.
You know those girls who were throwing themselves at the studio? They're trying to throw themselves out the window now.
Cover your mouth. We're all masked singers, right? Any of us could be on the show.
Hang on. So what do you want, mate? You want people to ring up and sing with a mask on?
Yeah. And I bet you we can work out who you are.
Great. I love that.
Guess who you are by your voice.
Your name?
Yeah. We don't want to know your name. The girls will take your name when they're taking your call. 13 10 60. Grab something to cover your mouth with and sing your little heart out.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And we want masked singers on 13 10 60.
Masked Singer starts tonight, and there's something fun about being the one to pick who's behind the mask. I think I'd be quite good at it. I know it wasn't you. Everyone thinks you're in the Masked Singer, but I've heard you sing now, mask on and mask off.
Taking it slowly,
mate. I'm bluffing.
I'm afraid to be lonely.
If you're bluffing, it's a very long game. It's
that's
very
me
good.
Pretending to sing bad because I can't wait to win the Masked Singer. I'm the cowboy
that
guy.
That would be an amazing outcome. But we thought everybody can be a Masked Singer and we can be the judges and work out who is singing behind the mask.
So just so I'm straight here, because they come on the show, they sing, and we judge by their voice what their name might be, because they're usually famous people.
Of course, yes.
But so these are just standard people, and we guess what their name is.
Yeah. To be clear, just yes. little off mic chat between you and I.
Yeah.
You came up with this part of what we're doing.
I know, but you haven't said it yet. So I thought.
No, I know. Well, why don't you just say it?
Yeah, well, I'd love to guess what their name is based on
their voice. Great, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Yeah.
But it was your idea, the whole mask bit.
Yeah, I know, but this bit wasn't.
Jesse, you've inputted nothing.
I'm just thrilled about it.
Can Jesse
blame you if it goes badly?
No. Give us a couple of lines.
Try with a mask on, though, Jess. But hang on, Jess.
That's what we're doing, isn't it? We'll guess what your name is.
Yeah, yeah. We'll shut our eyes. We'll shut our eyes and you sing.
Okay.
Sing horses.
Okay, we'll go riding on the horses, yeah, yeah.
Because yeah. I don't sound worse than that, do I? Do
yes.
I? Do
yes.
I really?
Yes.
Does he really?
Yes. Yes.
I'm amazed.
And it's slowly.
You're awful. So you sing a bit of that, Jess?
With the mask on?
A bit of Noah Kahan with the mask on.
Thinking it slowly, I'm afraid to be lonely. Oh, sorry, that was the Tommy version.
Mate, stop stealing my signature.
All right, we've got someone from Brisbane on the line. What are you going to sing for us, masked singer?
I'm going to sing Someone Like You by Adele. Ooh,
and what have you got as your preferred mask material?
Just one of the thinner masks with the little string on the side.
Okay, good, good.
Okay. Take it away.
Okay. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best.
Wow.
Oh,
okay. No, that was good. That's good. And I've actually got enough to go with a guess because do you need
I do
more?
Too. No.
No. No. Do you want to go first because?
Is this Cheryl?
Oh. No, it's not Cheryl, but that's
I was
close.
So glad. I was so glad you said that because I actually got an S vibe out of it. I thought it was one of those things that just really kicked on. I'm going with 6 letters, please, and I reckon your name is Sharon.
Oh my God, it's so close. That's my mum's name. My name is Shannon, and my mum's name is Sharon.
That's
so close.
Very close. Yeah. Cheryl.
I'm so sorry, Shannon.
Sharon. No. Oh, yeah.
Shannon,
crazy.
Shannon, you sing exactly like your mum.
You do have a beautiful voice.
It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Good okay, stuff. That's a high bar to start with. We did well then.
Yeah, we did.
Gosh, I don't know what Husey and Danny Minogue complain about. It's quite easy unmasking the singers,
isn't it? Isn't it? Let's go to a male from Queensland. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. What are you going to sing for us today, Mayo?
I was going to sing A Song For You by Donny Hathaway.
I don't know who that is, but fantastic. Right. Have you got your mask in place?
I do. I've got one of those hygiene surgical mask things from work.
Okay.
Yep, go for it.
I've been so many places in my life and time.
That's beautiful.
A song out of songs, I've made some bad runs. I've acted out my life in stages.
I reckon
10,000 people watching.
Thank you, Mayo. That's great stuff. Really good, really good.
Yeah.
Cheers.
That's me clapping, but that's it was great, firstly.
I was mesmerised. I was transported, to another place. It was so good.
I also actually know your name.
I'll give it a go.
Would you like me to have a guess first, Biggers, or do you want to go with it?
Up to you. What do you want to do?
Well, I'll have a crack because you've got a strong name, only 3 letters, close to the start of the alphabet, really comes across in your singing. Donnie was also known as Don, which is similar to yours because you are Ben.
You are incorrect.
Whoa. Had to be close with that, because
Dave.
No.
What was it, Ben?
James.
Oh,
James.
Strong name, not far
James.
Off.
You were close. I thought you were thinking it.
Yeah, good on you, James. You sung like you sounded. That's good. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we do. What do you want? What do you want? Who do you want to go to?
Well, we've got someone who is going to actually sing horses, and I feel like it's only fair after we really did a number on it. Hello there, caller.
G'day.
What's your name?
Oh, no, you can't ask your name.
No, I'm wearing a rewashable cotton mask.
It was a trick, Vickers. I was trying to get away with it.
I thought you'd forgotten your game.
Mate, can't believe we'd be, if we went into a bank to rob it together, I'd pull my gun out and you'd go, no, that's their money. Okay, Cotton Mask, you're going to sing Darryl Braithwaite, Horses, take it away.
That's the way it's gotta be, little darling.
Wow.
You go riding on the horses, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Great. Because would you like to go first?
I'm actually going to go, I'm going to go with Doug.
That's not right.
Right. What's wrong with Doug?
Well, it's a great name, but it's just incorrect because the man calling is not 70.
Doug lost his shovel.
What are you going to pick then?
I just wanted to say thanks so much for playing, Steve.
No, neither one.
Oh, what is it?
Dan.
See?
Dan, the man.
With the master plan.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Doing it all thanks to BCF. Create your own family adventure with all the gear from BCF this Father's Day.
Oh.
130 stores around the country, Bickers. You can shop online or you can head to your nearest store. And if you happen to be in lockdown, contactless, click and collect. No excuses.
This is the Father's Day for a dadventure. Even if you can't go right now, to plan the dadventure, give dad all the stuff he's going to need, say to him, we're going to go on an adventure, you know, this summer if you can't go yet, and plan it. Because planning's part of the fun as well.
Absolutely. Get involved. Up next, I've got something for you. I don't want to say that it was kind of divine intervention. I don't really believe in ghosts or anything like that, but something spooky happened to me. I'm going to talk to you about it next.
Mm-hmm. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, what is your attitude to Uber drivers, Ola drivers, taxi drivers? What do you do? Do you get chatty with them?
What are you laughing at, Jez?
How much do you chat with them, Bickers?
Why are you asking that?
Just interested.
I feel like you're going to stitch me up.
No, the way you're both chuckling. What could we possibly stitch you up about this for?
Because I said as a joke before that I don't
as
chat.
A joke. Mate, I said I had an amazing chat with my Uber driver and you went, phew, you chat to him.
It was a joke. Mate, it was a joke. I do chat to them.
Do you?
Too. I mean, I don't have. I remember I told you that I don't have
No time.
I was saying I often don't have full blown conversations because I'm not 100% sure that that's what they want either. Just some polite chit chat.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, I got into an Ola the other day because still kicked off Uber. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I got into an Ola and my Ola driver, Bickers, fascinating, right? I asked him what he'd done with the morning, and he said he went for a swim. And how's this? I went, I had also been for a swim. And I said, he asked me how far I swam. And I said, you're not going to believe it, but I swam 300 metres. And then there was a pause and silence. And I went, of course, I've got to ask him that back. And I said, how far have you swum? And he said, 4.5 kilometres. And I said,
what?
Yes. But still something in common. We'd both been for a swim that morning, right? And I said, oh, that's great. And I said, what else do you like to do? You swim. I like running. And he said, I love running. And I said, isn't that fantastic? And he said, how far is...
A lot of people do, yeah.
No, but swim and run? I don't think so. Find me one. Let's not pause on it. And then I said, I love running. And he said, how far is the furthest you've run? And I said, I have run a marathon, right? And then he didn't give me the praise that I was expecting. There weren't even any follow-up questions. And I thought, oh, it's because I've been rude and I haven't asked him how far that he has run. And I know he'll be embarrassed. So I'll ask him in a friendly tone because it'll probably be like, you know, a couple of hundred metres or something like that, right? If he's such a good swimmer, there's no way he'll be able to run. And so I said, how far is the furthest that you have run? And he said, I've run from Perth to Sydney. Yes.
Oh my God, how far is that?
It's a world record. Well, it was at the time. A team of eight of them did it.
How much would he run of the if he was in a team of eight?
No, the whole way. They all ran the whole way.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Raising money for the Fred Hollows Foundation.
Did that make your marathon feel a bit meh?
No, because we're still amazing runners, amazing swimmers. So we're both swimmers and we're both runners.
You're not an amazing swimmer.
I'm an amazing swimmer. I did 300 metres. Okay. Three stops, only three stops. I actually stopped more. It's a 30-metre pool. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
I didn't do 300. Anyway, not the point. Amazing swimmers, amazing runners. And then I got curious and I said, oh, what do you do? And he said, I'm a pilot. And I went, oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe it. But I have started studying to get my recreational pilot's license. And I said, do you have your recreational pilot's license? And he said,
if he's a pilot.
No. And he said, no, I'm actually ex-Air Force. And then I spent 10 years as a mercenary and now I fly commercial. Which,
and then he went, oh, yeah, so not a lot in common.
Well, I said, are you reading the book that I'm reading to study up, which tells you what the things on the dash are? But I thought, how incredible. Two amazing swimmers, both great runners, two pilots.
I've taken out of that story is one incredible man that can swim, run like so far and is an Air Force pilot, and then a guy that's terrible at swimming, has done a marathon once in his life and is dreaming that one day he might become a pilot.
He's reading a book. But isn't that amazing that we had three things in common? And then just when you think it can't get any weirder, it's pretty weird. I said, anyway, thanks for the lift. And I said, by the way, my name's Tommy, right? Which he would have known, I realise, in hindsight, but he didn't say hi at the start. And guess what he said his name is?
Thomas.
No, it was Ed. But the thing is, it's still amazing that we had three things in common. And I thought, I don't reckon anyone's had more in common with their Uber Ola driver than I have. I mean, you don't even talk to him. No. You try and push up the security screen even when there's not one there. So I want to know, on 13 10 60, I want to know, is it me or is it you, Bar? Because have you had so much in common that you didn't even know that you were separate people? Give us a call, 13 10 60. How much do you have in common with your Uber driver, Ola driver, taxi driver? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Is it me or is it you, Burr?
Yes.
After how your much fascinating tale from this morning.
Isn't it wild? How much?
Very underwhelming.
What do you mean?
Well, okay. Just before you did that break, this is what you told us was going to happen next. This is your tease.
I've got something for you. I don't want to say that it was kind of divine intervention. I don't really believe in ghosts or anything like that, but something spooky happened to me. I'm going to talk to you about it next. Yeah, mate, it's spooky.
You and your Uber driver both like to swim and run. Woo, doo, 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 doo.
And we're pilots.
No, you're not. He is. You're reading a book about it.
I know. Doo, 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 doo.
Let's hope these callers are better than your story.
Oh, they better not be too much better. Oh, I will shoot myself. It will be so spooky. Why? Let's go to Lachlan. G'day, Lachlan.
How you going?
Yeah, look, I'm good, but I'm a tad creeped out by just how coincidental it was, how much I had in common with my Ola driver. Tell us about your story.
Nola in common.
Yeah, it's quite funny. Actually, I was in the same.
Oh, Jess, come on.
Sorry, Lachlan.
No, it's okay.
Lachlan.
Same situation, in an Ola.
In an Ola.
On a night out. Yeah, and just started to talk about work, and I'm an apprentice cabinet maker, and he was a cabinet maker himself.
Oh.
Going along the chat more and started talking about sports. I play cricket. And funny enough, he actually played at the same cricket club that I started playing at that season.
Oh.
But he had retired the season before. So, yeah, it was a bit weird.
That's pretty good, Bickers.
Yeah, I think that's almost better than yours.
That's not better.
Still not
fancy. Lockie had two things in common.
Yeah, but at least like he actually played at the same cricket club. It wasn't just like, I like watching cricket too.
Lockie, actually, that could be a third thing. Do you like watching cricket?
Oh, we didn't talk about that, but I love watching the cricket. Oh, can't watch the cricket.
Can't clarify if he does though. So still two. So technically my thing is better so far. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you've heard these calls. Do you think you can beat this?
Well, hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy. Hey, I Joe. Hope I can beat it.
Okay, talk to us.
So I'm sharing a ride in Uber Pool and I hop in the cab and it's I'm celebrating my birthday. So I'm heading out from work and the guy who hops in next is also celebrating his birthday on the same day. And we're like, oh, that's awesome. You know, we're having a laugh. And two more people hop in their car and they were celebrating their birthday on the same day.
As in
twins, Joe?
You made this up, Joe.
No, I'm serious. There was four of us on the 17th of June and it was like, this is coincidental. So I said, oh, I'm in 1981. And he goes, no way, I'm 1981 as well. So there's four of us on the same day, two with the same birth year.
Can I just, Joe, that is amazing and thank you. Jesse, that audio that you played just before of me telling you what was coming up, can you play it again? I've got something for you. I don't want to say that it was kind of divine intervention. I don't really believe in ghosts or anything like that, but something spooky happened to me. I'm going to talk to you about it next. And sure, I said it was me, but what I meant was it was Joe. Because...
Yeah, I don't believe Joe, but
great
story.
What do you mean?
I just can't. Joe, like seriously, you can't have had four people jump in the same Uber pool and all have the same birthday.
Absolutely. My name is Joe. His name was Sam. The other guy was Alan and his wife was Anne. So it was Joe. Alan and Anne and they were husband and wife on the same birthday, 17th of June.
Joe, I love it and I believe you. And you know, even if Bickers had three people jump in the car with her, she would never find out if they had the same birthdays or not because she just wouldn't talk to them.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, it is. And coming up later on in the show, we're going to find out whether we have been scammed out of $14,000.
Hey.
By your chipper tone. I'm thinking...
It's not my money, mate.
That is true.
No, I'm feeling confident. Come on, guys. Because what do you got for us?
Okay. How is this? So on the weekend, I was flipping through, the news sites, and I see a headline. And normally when you click on a headline, the article is never anywhere as good as the headline. The clickbait gets you every time. You click on it and you're like, it's not even about the person that was in the headline on the original site.
I've clicked on man gets eaten by snake so many times and it just takes you through 70 different pop-up windows. I've never seen it.
Last week, it had that I broke down in tears on the project and I clicked on it thinking, I don't remember breaking down in tears on the project. It was Steve Bryce that had broken down, not even me. I was like, you don't often get Steve and I mixed up.
short, grumpy one,
That's me. Anyway, I saw this headline and I clicked on it. And what the headline said is exactly what has happened to Sharon Stone, a Basic Instinct fame, okay? Yep. Sharon Stone says, this is the headline, she has cheated death three times after being struck by lightning.
What?
Throttled by a clothesline. Didn't even know you could be throttled by a clothesline. And suffering a stroke. She did an interview and she said her life has been so hectic. She said, in fact, one of her lines was, I often wonder, how am I going to die next time? Because she's died three times already. She said the first time happened.
Wait, what? Well, that's Sharon misunderstanding death there, right? How am I going to nearly die next time?
Sorry. It doesn't sound as
she's
good.
She's not a cat.
Yes.
No, was she Catwoman? No.
No.
No, okay.
Who was Catwoman?
Nicole Kidman.
Okay. No. This is Sharon
Stone. Kim Basinger also.
Sharon Stone, who's 62 now.
Oh.
Yeah. It's crazy. Anyway, she's going back to when she was 16. She said she had her neck cut. Sorry, may not have been 16. She was 14. She had her neck cut to a 16th of an inch from her jugular vein when she was 14 on a clothesline.
Oh.
On one of those old metal clotheslines.
How?
I didn't even know you could do that.
How? What's she done? Hang on, like a monkey bars or run into it?
I don't
or?
Know because she hasn't gone into any more details.
Hasn't she? Is there any lightning strike details?
Yes, there is lightning strike. Right. She then goes on to talk about how in 2001 she suffered a huge stroke. She was given a 1% chance of surviving. She had to learn to walk and talk again, which was crazy. And then she said that she got struck by lightning. She said she was filling the iron with water in a well they had. When she was younger, and this is her explaining what happened when she was in that well.
I got hit by lightning. It's really intense. I was at home. We had our own well. I was filling the iron with water, and the well got hit with lightning, and the lightning came up through the water. And I got picked up and thrown across the kitchen, and I hit the refrigerator. And I was like, boom. And my mother was standing there, and my mother just belted me across the face.
What?
Brought me to.
Oh, I see.
What?
How's
Who
that?
Has a well?
I know. Maybe she was on a property.
That's thrown me off.
What do you do? Calls on 13 10 60 if you got a well.
Have you got a well?
Nah.
I also can't wells. Believe if she's got a well, she hasn't. Stuff. She hasn't fallen down as one of her many escapades.
But how's that?
Even if you said to me, hey, you won't believe what the girl with the well has done. And you go, fall one down it. No. Run into her clothesline and nearly decapitated herself.
But we were talking earlier about
It's
the crazy stories of when people have been struck by lightning. You said you saw one on a football field, a football player, was it?
A soccer player, yes. And they've released the footage now because he's made an absolutely full recovery. Goalie, walking back to goal, and you can see the footage and a lightning strike just go boom and just it puffs up like a puff of dirt and then he just collapses, but he's absolutely fine now.
What's the puff of dirt? Because it, when it hit the field.
I assume the lightning, goes down through him and hits with
and
such
hits
a force.
The field.
That, boom. Just, let's take Sam quickly here, Jesse. G'day, Sam. Do you have a question about a well? Sam?
No.
Hello.
Hello, Sam. What are you calling about?
Apologies. I hate to do it, guys, but it was actually Michelle Pfeiffer who played Catwoman in Batman
Thank
Returns,
you.
Not Nicole Kidman.
No, and you've never forgotten that, have you, Sam?
No, I haven't.
Hey, Sam. Sam. Are you there?
He's hung up. He said he wanted to. And he's hung
up. Okay. Well, I wanted to know if he'd been hit by lightning because I want to talk about it.
You bear. The lightning.
Right.
The lightning. Yeah. The lightning. Yeah. The lightning.
I reckon Marshy really likes that song. That was a real long one, wasn't it?
Oh, I actually forgot that it wasn't just a song that we were playing on the stage and I started to put my feet up, take my headphones off.
13 10 60. When have you been struck by lightning? Give us a call. We want to know all about it.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
We're talking lightning strikes.
Lightning.
Yeah.
Because Sharon Stone says she's cheated death three times. She was struck by lightning, throttled by a clothesline and suffered a stroke. And all three times she nearly died, but she is still here to play Catwoman if it goes back round again. Who knows what?
I got a lot of messages. Thank you to our previous caller who pointed out that it was Michelle Pfeiffer. And thank you to all the people who have already DM'd me. Thank you. I get it. If you're lonely in this world and you're looking for a message, just say something factually incorrect about pop culture on radio and boy.
Gordon, talk to us. Have you been struck by lightning?
Yes, I have. I was an air traffic controller in the Air Force many years ago and big storm. The control tower is protected by huge lightning rods, or so the engineers thought. Well, Mother Nature said, I'll take your lightning rods and I'll vaporise them. Then there are big metal straps that go around what we call a cupola where the glass is. They vaporised and sprayed molten metal all over the glass. I woke up on my ass on the floor, couldn't hear a thing for 2 days.
Oh, God.
And the supposed protection, the 600 controls in the control tower were fried. It went down into the radio and radar room underneath and blew the equipment to a million pieces.
Good.
And, Yeah, that was it. We were sitting in the control tower days, weeks later using walkie-talkies to control aircraft.
Oh, my God.
How lucky were you to survive?
Yes. Oh, well, I'm really lucky that it didn't go into the metal window frames on the cupola and then arc onto the equipment in the control tower and go, oh, you're in the way, buddy. Take that through the chest. It was incredible.
Oh, Gordon. Did you realise that you and Sharon Stone had something in common?
No, I wouldn't mind being in common with Sharon Stone, but that's another story.
Did you have a well on your property when you grew up, Gordon?
No. We had the fireman downstairs with lots of water. That's about the closest thing we had to a well.
Did you ever get throttled by a clothesline?
Not that I can recall. No, I think I remember that.
Have you been Catwoman?
Now, listen, I was in the Air Force for a long time and there are certain parties that shall never be repeated.
Good on you, Gordon. What about you, Curtis? Have you been hit by lightning? Are you there, Curtis?
Oh, sorry, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, fine. Are you down a well? Where are you?
I'm alive now.
Okay.
Hey, good. I've actually been struck by lightning twice.
No.
I thought that they said that never happens.
No, it does. So I've been a storm chaser for the best part of 25 years, and of course I go out and photograph lightning and severe weather. And the first occasion when I was actually out in the open paddock, the lightning seemed to be moving the opposite direction to where I was, which is a good place to be. But for some reason, the storm decided to drop some lightning at the rear of the storm and actually got struck by an indirect bolt. So what I mean by indirect bolt is you've got the main bolt of lightning, then you've got what you call the step leaders, so all the little skinny parts that don't fully charge. But it was certainly enough to make me go deaf in one ear for about a week and lost all the feeling on the right side of my body.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's wild. Do you still chase storms, Curtis?
I do. I cannot help it. Even on the second occasion, the lightning actually went down on the side of my leg. It was an indirect strike, so to speak, but it actually blew the top of my shoe, so my toes were exposed.
Oh, thongs.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys.
Oh, gosh.
You a bit nervous?
Well,
I've been thinking about you a lot, Tommy, on the weekend.
Well, I keep forgetting that I'm meant to be nervous. My girlfriend said to me yesterday, she goes, God, I feel sick. And I said, about what? And she said, Dennis Rodman. And I said, what's happened to him? And she said, no, your dinner. And I was like, oh, that's right. I'm meant to be nervous about what is happening here.
Well, you should be, because there's a chance you won't get to go to dinner with Dennis Rodman. And that was the most exciting thing to happen to you this year.
Yes, but I'm an optimist. And I still think that it is going to be fine. What happened, if you have just tuned in, is that Jesse had my credit card and I wanted something celebrity at a charity auction. He bought dinner for two with Dennis Rodman. And Jesse, how would you describe my reaction?
Mate, off the walls, absolutely off the charts, stoked.
Yep. We're going to take a listener.
It's the happiest I've ever heard you, ever.
Yep. It cost $14,000 and I think that is money well spent. Until that was, how much joy did we have? Because was it a month's worth of joy maybe with that?
I reckon about 6 weeks of joy.
Yeah.
And then that money you spent was worth it because you knew it was going to lead to something fun at the end of all this horrible stuff that's going on at the moment.
Until we noticed a very nervous team around us and producer Belle had this to say.
I think it's so unfair that Jesse's brought me into this.
Oh my God. Are you going to hyperventilate?
No, but like I actually feel sick. Like I've been waking up and like not being able to go to sleep and having to like do research and like get to the bottom of this situation because
What's
I feel
happened?
Sick about it. Dennis Rodman dinner.
Oh my God.
It's been keeping me up at night. The last few emails that I had sent the same person who Jesse was liaising with have been left without a response. So I've sent four.
Hang on.
I've sent four.
With no response.
Yeah.
Has she replied since the deal was done?
No.
Since the money's been changed, hey?
No. And oh, I read some bad reviews that the team haven't got back to people when they've won things and they've never got them or they've never got to do the experience.
So there's a chance none of this is going to happen.
Next step is that Jesse is going to call them.
Record it.
Obviously, time difference isn't great. Yeah, he's going to record
it. So you're going to make Jesse stay up late. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesse.
Yes.
You're being awfully quiet, Jess.
Guys, nothing has changed. It's all fine. It's probably something to do with the fact that their office in New York and New York is a bit of a shambles at the moment.
Yeah, but they're not four emails behind us. Has Jesse scammed us?
He never bit in the first place.
Guys, at the end of last week, I told you that I would call them and get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done just that.
So, happy news?
Well, I've got the audio of the phone call. I'm going to play it for you next.
What time did you have to get up to do this?
Midnight.
Why were you asleep?
I wasn't.
I would have just stayed up. Jesse, you haven't got a bedtime anymore, mate. Just stay up.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
If you're just joining us, we are in the middle of getting an update about Tommy's Dennis Rodman dinner.
Yeah. It was a lot of money and it was for charity and Jesse, you bought it on my credit card. We were going to take a listener along.
The money's left your account, yeah?
Hell yeah, it has.
Yeah, great. So it's all set, all good to go, except for you can't get hold of the people who organised it, Jesse and producer Belle. So you've made some calls over the weekend, Jess.
Yes.
Give us the good news.
Now, I want to know how you're feeling about it at the moment. What are you thinking, yay or nay?
I'm very positive as a person and I still think there's an off chance that maybe you got onto them and maybe they said, hey, not only is it not a scam, but you're not going to believe it, Michael Jordan's going to come to the dinner as well.
Okay, because how are you feeling?
I reckon you didn't get hold of anybody.
That'd be a hell of a thing to tease through.
I don't feel like we have an answer yet.
Jesse said he recorded the call.
Mate, you know the show we work on, yeah.
7 seconds of ringtone that we've tried to put an American accent on.
I reckon at the end of this call there'll be no resolution is what my guess is, which is good too, Tommy, because it means it's not a no and there's still hope.
That's not.
So there was four emails in a row, none of them responded to. This was the phone call from the weekend.
Thank you for calling Charity Buzz. Your destination for online charity auctions. Listen carefully, because our menu options have recently changed. If you know your party's two-digit extension, dial 1 and then the extension. For general auction questions, or for assistance with redeeming an auction, press 2.
Yes.
Press 2. Good. Press 2.
Including status.
Hold for the next available agent.
How are we feeling now?
Good, yeah, good. Although,
you press
is there
two,
some
yeah?
Press
prepaid
two.
Credit? Because you're going to run out.
Yeah, it was a very expensive phone call.
All right.
You reached the Charity Buzz customer concierge team.
Oh.
Leave me with a detailed message, and we'll be happy to provide assistance as soon as we become available. Do good, live well, and thank you for your support.
But you could live well. Well, we can't live well if you've got our money and you're not giving us our prize.
So I left him a message, asked him to call me back. Haven't heard back.
See, I told you there'd be no outcome to the break.
What do you mean? Why? Why?
So how are we feeling now?
I'm confused that you recorded just a machine.
I still feel hopeful. They just haven't got back to you. It's not.
I said Bickers is the faithful one now.
They've got a whole setup. Are they having a whole setup for a scam?
Yeah, that's what scammers do. They
do,
have a setup.
Don't they? Yeah.
And they make it notoriously hard to get onto actual people.
And now that Jesse's called, they've probably got all of your personal details from where you called from now, so they're going to scam you again.
Oh, God.
Okay, so what do we do now? Sonda's, you can just jump on, Son. Son's getting into the.
I think he needs to ring our big boss and tell her that he has spent $14,000 of company and Tommy's money.
Mate, it's my money we're worried about. The company's fine. I mean, sorry, the company as well. Yes, good, both people.
But what's Jesse saying, Son? Because there's no outcome yet.
Jesse, you could call her and just record her answering machine and then bring that tomorrow.
This is what Jem didn't say.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Kizzy and Ed joining us.
Happy Master Singer Day, everyone.
Oh,
Minga Day.
Fun to watch on TV.
Minga Day.
Yeah, don't call it Minga Day.
Well, who did?
No wonder Lisa Wilkinson can't believe the comments you make, young man.
Oh, have you been reading Daily Mail?
Yes, yeah, I saw that. She's almost stormed out. Tommy Little offending Lisa Wilkinson.
Well, not offending Lisa Wilkinson. He's offending his own mother, calling her cooking rancid, which is just horrific. And I know your mother's a big fan of your work, Tommy, so she's sitting at home thinking, why did I bother feeding that ungrateful so-and-so?
So she's actually fine to it. She's pretty immune to it. She's aware of her own cooking
capabilities. Oh, is she fine? Yeah.
She's aware of it.
She's very aware.
Because sometimes when you've been beaten down so much, it's easier just to go with it and pretend, I know.
Gaslit.
Doesn't mean she's comfortable.
So you shouldn't make this a punishment because you should have to eat my mum's cooking for a week and then honestly report back.
That's a great idea.
What's her specialty? What is she? Hey, what's her go-to? What is her?
Her specialty is unburnt, and you only get that once a year. Yeah,
on Christmas. How about this? Now, speaking of being, beaten into submission by nasty comments, Carrie Bickmore, Hughesy has, like a phoenix, arisen from the ashes, and tonight on Masked Singer, he has assured me that he is dancing by himself. He doesn't care who sees. He doesn't care if anyone else gets up, Carrie. He's just going to be loud and proud.
I am. Wow. I'm the lead dancer.
Is it going to be the finger one again?
I'm fists.
Rich
both fists.
Your fists.
I'm a fist dancer. Wow. A finger pointer.
Can I just point out one thing? Edwin, you said he doesn't care who sees. He absolutely does. If Masked Singer doesn't rate, he'll be very unhappy.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything unless someone's seeing it.
I mean, it will, obviously, but what do I mean? He cares who sees.
I want people to see it. I'm like, look at me, look at this. You know, if it appalls you.
Look at me, look at this.
I don't care how you feel.
I've got the idea of someone dancing at a club. And when people turn away, he goes, look at this.
Look at me. Look at this. Look what you've created.
Hey, Yuzi, talk to us about tonight. What have we got? Like, what should we be looking out for? What is there a moment that happens tonight that's going to be worth watching?
Look, all jokes aside, and, you know, taking my promotion. The network hat off and just being a punter.
Which hat's on?
I feel like you're actually just putting on the promote the show hat on right now.
Over
like
the top of the network one.
What I'm saying is the reveal at the end of the show is an absolute ripper. It's a wow moment for the show. And they're so devastated they left the show
first. You don't get many
first.
Wow moments on The Masked Singer, do you? You don't get many moments where you go, wow, that's... I mean, that's the whole
thing. No, I think they're all wow moments.
Yes, exactly.
What hat have you got on right now, Gary? I mean,
That was the sarcasm hat.
How did you not pick that?
Come on, man.
No, but I know the sarcasm hat can outshine the network hat.
Every night's a wow
moment.
Here we go.
Right.
You know what's blocking your ears, Hughes? Too many hats on me.
All right, so I'm defensive, all right? This is a big moment.
The defensive hat.
I'm looking, trying to just defend everyone, all the attacks coming left, right and centre.
It's a helmet.
You're right, Carrie. You're spot on. They are, and you're right to be sarcastic. They are all wow moments, and it's just so. There's a
super
number
of wow visor. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Give me some of the people that you reckon are in there.
I believe so. I didn't tell Carrie because I always end up mentioning people from other networks. But I believe that the Birds of a Feather, the stand-up guy with Birds of a Feather, I believe he does breakfast radio on another network and is a comedian and also used to play AFL football for the Swans. I believe that to be the case.
Ooh, so I'm firmly Fitzy, in the. Who talking about? Fitzy.
Oh, Fitzy. I'm firmly in the Grand Canyon.
Do you think Fitzy's in there? Can Fitzy sing?
I don't. I doubt it. But you know. Didn't stop anyone last year. Come on.
They're all good singers this year, and you're going to get blown away tonight. I'm back to it. Yeah.
What's your favourite new costume?
Yeah, me? Or, are you talking to me? Because I tired. They're like
the
my children.
Seen them all.
I love them all. No, I really love the dragonfly. I love the dragonfly. Have you seen
the
dragonfly?
Give us the clues again. Give us the clues again.
What? I haven't got the clues, mate.
Oh, mate, you're not very good at this network promo.
No, I don't.
Put your clues hat on. Put your clues hat on.
Put your informed in beanie back on your head. Yeah. Tell us.
Nah, look, all I can say is
is there any moment this year where you're not sure who the person is?
All of them. No, I'm embarrassed a lot. Actually, first four reveals.
Skullcap.
I'm shocked every time the head comes off. The head comes off and I go, oh my God, that's a big star. I did not know it was that person.
Bang.
And that's what you want. That's what makes the show for me. You don't know who it is and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe it was that person all the time under that helmet or whatever they got on. So, yeah, that's it.
Helmets now.
The Carrie and Tommy Show is always a fun adventure filled with good gear. Just like a BCFing dadventure. Everything you need for a dadventure like rods, tents, gadgets and more is at BCF. It's BCFing fun.